The book Hebrews, part 271. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, especially the book, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation, is an A4 book, nearly 800 pages. Actually, it's two books because it's too heavy as one book. Should you require any information about the book or have a question or just want to share something, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number for South Africa, the code +27, and the number is 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very, very, very welcome. Go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Please send this link to your friends and family, anybody that's dear to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege. In the background, you will hear the thunder. In South Africa, this is our raining rain period or season. So we thank Yahweh for the rain. We also pray for Namibia and other parts of Africa, that Yahweh will also supply, and also every other province in South Africa where it's dry. There are a couple of provinces, especially Limpopo, which have floods, so we also pray for them that Yahweh will guide and help them. We are going to continue Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, and we are busy with the confirmation scripture in 1 Corinthians 13 verse 11. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 11. I'm just going to, it's last week's scripture that we used. I'm just going to use it just as a springboard just to get going. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man or a woman, I put away childish things. Now the same thing happened coming to the revelation word of Yahweh our Elohim. All our lives we preach what we were taught. We preach what we understood with the truth. We haven't written the Bibles or translate any Bibles. We learned from the Bibles that we obtained through our Bible societies, understanding that is the revelation truth, which after many, 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 many years of research and studies, I found that a lot of the things that is written in the scriptures is not what the Bible is supposed to mean, because reading between the lines, understanding the scripture, you will find that it sounds like certain things is contradicting itself, and the Bible doesn't contradict itself, but the way that it was reviewed, especially the reviewing part, every 30 years or 25 years they review a Bible, and then other people's ideas and dogma and theology are then translated into the new reviewed Bible. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 12. Now we are looking at this where it says, when I was a child, now I am a man or a woman. For now we see through a glass darkly. 60 years of my life I saw through a glass darkly. Like I say, we didn't wrote the Bibles. We didn't have any insight in how it was supposed to be reviewed or translated. We were born with what there was, and so were you. And that's why when the message of salvation in the revelation names of Yahweh, Yahushua, and the Ruach HaKodesh came to me, I was totally against it. The scripture says, even if an angel from heaven comes with another gospel except which I have taught you, Apostle Paul, you must curse him. And I did curse from taste, I did. Because when I realized what he was preaching, it was directly contradicting to what the Bible taught us. I'm so glad he sent his Bible to me, and Pastor Rico, my wife, took it and started to study it. I didn't want to touch it. For now, we see through a glass darkly. So, today in this 21st century where we are living in, because of the internet information that is promoted daily, there is so many things that we see as a glass darkly. But you know, when you are led by the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, when you read certain things, your eyes immediately open, and that which is lies just stand out as if it's written in neon lights. You can see it. But for the people that does not live in the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, that's the ones that are caught just to accept. And this is what Satan is doing. He's trying his uttermost best to draw people down into the pit of darkness and into the lies. Because the Bible says Satan, with a small s, he's the father of the lies. And now we see through a glass darkly. But then face to face, and this is the wonderful part of it, before Yahushua ascended into heaven, he said to the apostles, in the house of my father, as many mentions, if it wasn't so, I would have told you, but I will send you another comforter, and he will lead and guide you in righteousness and truth, and convince you about sins and unrighteousness. And I'm so glad for the other Ruach, the comforter, which reveals, wipe the skins or the curtains of not understanding, drawing it to a side, taking it away. But when face to face, we now see through the glass darkly, and you know what, it's hard just to accept it. I'm dealing with many pastors and professors and doctors and these educated people, academic people, reverends and priests and ordinary people, church people. It's just for them so hard to understand it, and we must have empathy with them. Why? Because we, as your first, we've been there. We most probably went through it. Because if you just accept anything just because of, you're actually not doing what the Bible says. The Bible says, test everything, test every spirit, test it by the Ruach HaKodesh, the revelation word. We see now through glass darkly, but then face to face, when he opens this revelation truth unto us, when he leads us into the truth, then we suddenly realize, but that which I grew up with, it's not what it was supposed to mean. If we just think about tithing money, if you see every church is preaching tithes, every Protestant church, Catholic church, you name it, Methodist, Baptist, Pentecost, Charismatic, they all after the money. Tithing, if you don't tithe, you can't go to heaven. You expect something from God, they say you must tithe. By tithing you will open his hand. No, it's not in the Bible, in the Old Testament. Tithing was part of the 613 laws of Moses. And don't let him fool you with Hebrews chapter 7, where it says that Abram tithed unto the king, what was his name? Melchizedek. No. He didn't tithe. They had an arrangement. Father Abram didn't have enough soldiers, so he hired Melchizedek, King Melchizedek's soldiers. Actually, there was five different kings that supported him, that he said, right, 10% of the bait that I take, not the tari, 10% of the bait, one sum, I will give as part of the agreement. And that is what Father Abram, he didn't pay tithes. Father Abram didn't institute tithes. That's a Levite, that was Moses that came with tithing, learning Israel to tithe when they were in the desert for 40 years. That's part of the 613 laws. Tithes today is such a major problem that people will take their food money and their gas or petrol money, the children's school fees, and they will pay their tithes. And it's not what it is. Instead, the Bible says, when you give, your right hand mustn't know what your left hand is doing. It doesn't say, yes, according to the Old Testament scriptures, they tithe. But Yahweh said in Hebrews 7 verse 18, he made it to end because of the unworthiness of it anymore. It does not have any legitimate understanding and power in the New Testament. We have a new covenant, a new testament with Yahushua, who says that the word says that Yahushua is the new high priest. He doesn't need to offer for himself first the offering as all the other high priests of Levi and Moses and them did. No, he did not sin, so he doesn't need to offer. Instead, he was also the offer lamb, the lamb that was supposed, that lamb that was offered and slain for our transgressions and our sins, that set us free, that made us free. The marks in his hands, the crown of thorns that he worn, the ways that he was smutched, it was for us. It was my sin that he was bearing. And that's why the word says, when he ascended into heaven, he went and sat on the right hand of the Father, because Isaiah 53 verse 1 to 8, he's the right hand, the authority of the Father. Today we see these things through a dark glass of theology and church dogma, which we were born into, which we were trained into. I mean, I was a pastor for 18 years, having local assemblies. I had 3 different local assemblies in 18 years' time. And money was one of the main objects in preaching. As a pastor, you will preach tithing very regularly. It's part of the church's theology. I know. There was a time in my life when I was in the denomination. We were going through a very tough time. And as a pastor, I could not pay my tithes. And then I got a letter from the head office, because April, May, when the conference times, normally you also have your time when the elections take place. New moderator, new council, church, and everything, the upper board that will lead the church. And then I got a letter from the head office that says, if you don't pay your tithes, you will know it, you will not have any voting rights. I had it. It happened to me. And the fool that I was, I will never forget, 3,700 rand. I took it from my family and I paid 3,700 rand tithes that was in arrears to be able to have voting rights at the conference. What a fool I was. But it had to happen. It had to happen to come because when Yahweh revealed himself through the revelation scriptures and he opened my eyes, where I was reading through a glass darkly. But when I came face to face, and that's for 27, 28 years, I do not belong to any church, denomination, or organization. I preach and teach the word as Yahweh says. I write my books. I've got 23 books that is there available. Afrikaans and English books. Thick A4 and A5 books. I say what the word says, the revelation word says. And if I'm wrong, you prove me wrong. with the 1611 King James Bible or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible as well as the Afrikaans Bibles. So our eyes has been cleared, and now we understand face to face. Now I'm going to stop right here because the time has caught up with us. Tomorrow morning I'm going to continue in verse 12 because there's a bit more that we need to see here. Till tomorrow morning, if his Father's will, Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.